Another one to file under peculiar quirks of human nature, this one. And it's the idea that even if we go to a website and we have overall a pretty good experience, if it ends badly, even if the rest of the experience has been relatively good, we'll conclude that it was a bad experience overall. We judge these past experiences almost entirely by their peaks and their troughs, whether that be pleasant or unpleasant. If the overall experience is reasonably average, yet there was a moment of real joy and excitement and goodness in it, then we view the whole experience higher. Do you get what I'm getting at? So I think what I'm saying there is look for opportunities to create peaks, to create high points in the experience. Even if you can't do that consistently throughout the entire site, there may be just little points where you can do it. And this is particularly important at the end point of a user's experience. So, for example, order fulfillment on an e-commerce site. Did the order arrive promptly or on time? What about those emails that you send out when someone has signed up for something and you send them an automated email? That automated email actually is really important because it has got the potential to be a peak experience at the very end of their interaction. How you leave things is really important. Also, there's more subtle variations of these kind of endpoints as well, such as a nice confirmation page when somebody's finished something. A little piece of peak experience towards the end of a user's interaction makes an enormous difference. And every website has got these kind of peak experiences and opportunities to enhance them and make them all the better. Have a look through your site. Have a look for those opportunities to give somebody that peak experience that they're going to remember and rate the overall experience as being higher because of it being there.